Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone Real Estate Team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Three, two, one.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. This beautiful, is it spring still? Yeah, it's still spring.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. It's hot, that's for sure. I think spring starts... What, like June 20th?
Summer starts.
Is that what it is?
Usually
summer
21st.
Starts 21st. All right, Brian is not here. Anyone who's following Brian knows that he's flying out to Boise, Idaho this week. He's super excited. Well, he'll be back by the time I post this, but he's not here with us today. But the show must go on. And today we are joined by Julia Pacifico and Jordan Flair.
Hello.
Jordan Flair is an interesting name. It's like two legends, like Michael Jordan and Ric Flair.
There you go.
These guys are real estate agents up in the Concord area, and they're also with Measure Up Carolinas. So Measure Up Carolinas is a residential and commercial real estate measurement service, verifying square footage through on-site visits and in-depth property sketches. Stole that from the website. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds good. Good job.
All right, so if you're looking to get your home measured or your commercial space measured, give these guys a call. Julia and Jordan, welcome to the Jones Zone. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Brian, we miss you.
Yeah. So that was a brief introduction, but if you don't mind, and I'll let Julia go first to share a little bit of your personal story and your professional background, and then how you got hooked up with Jordan and how you're doing Measure Up Carolinas.
Great. Well, I started real estate in 2006, and I was just a residential real estate broker like us all. And then in 2013, I decided to open up Pacifico Properties and go to my own firm. And then at some point in time, Jordan and I, we met through family and friends and sold him his first house. And then at one point he said, hey, I'd like to go into real estate and can I work under Pacifico Properties? And of course I said, Yes, it was a great partnership. It is a great partnership. And then that has just led us to continue to grow. So we are doing real estate together. And then last year we said, hey, let's do measuring together. That brings Measure Up Carolinas. And that's our sweet story in a short sentence or two.
Yeah, that was a nice like bow on it there.
She got tied it up pretty good. What about you? Yeah. What did you do before real estate, Jordan?
So my dad is a general contractor and a home inspector. So that was kind of my... foray into real estate. Grew up, you know, running the broom, swinging the hammer, all that good stuff. From there, I mean, I ran off to college, you know, discovered myself or whatever, and then
you know how college kids do.
Yeah. Well, something like that. And you know, came back after the college experience. Was working with my dad in the general contracting business. Building residential properties, primarily some small commercial stuff. And then we started doing a couple of flips, and I was like, man, I should probably go ahead and get my real estate license. That would kind of make sense with what we're doing. Plus, I'd always been interested in real estate sales, and sales kind of fits with my personality. So did jump in with Julia. She was my connection into that world, and sort of just grew from there, really. I mean, I came on board as an agent, then it didn't take that long before we decided we wanted to grow a firm together and
build something bigger. So were you the first agent?
I was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was First, right after me.
So I like to think that I talked her into growing a firm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Because you were so successful, she thought.
That's right. He was
definitely the lead on that one. I was kind of in philandering in that pond, and he definitely put a step forward.
It took some courage to open up your own little brokerage there.
I think
she had a lot of courage to open up her own shop. She was foolish enough or whatever to go along with my idea of expanding it beyond, you know,
and it's
beyond,
great. It's
beyond
great.
Borders. And then, yeah, I mean, slowly but surely I've just grown. I think I started the beginning of 2013. I'm pretty sure is kind of when I launched my real estate career, somewhere in there. And I went into it full time because I sort of transitioned out of my working with my dad and went into it full time in the summer of 14. And so just kind of taking off from there, probably like most realtors, started with a few clients, you know, you do a good job for them, all that good stuff. But really it's been a lot of fun. I mean, the measuring sort of fell into our lap. Maybe we want to talk about that for a minute, but that has been an interesting experience, and the business has exploded. It's really taken off, and so I think that's why we're sitting here today, but
yeah,
it's been a fun ride. 5 years has gone, you know, just
you don't really think
very quickly.
When you think about a real estate transaction, obviously measuring and having the square footage and all that is important, but man, I didn't even realize that like there were companies that did just that, or, you know, until recently. It's like, man, you don't really think of that. So how did you guys transition or add that arm to your business? How'd that come about?
So I started in 2006 as a realtor, and I never did my own measuring. It wasn't something I wanted to learn. It was something that I delegated. And then, what was it, 2016, the person that was doing my measuring, she was going to retire. And I said to myself, oh, goodness, well, who's going to do it? Because I didn't know of other companies that did it as an individual. And she decided to retire, and I thought, okay, well, this is the opportunity. So in her retirement, we were able to start with a list that she was currently of her clients. And then
these are realtors for the most part?
Yeah, pretty much measuring for other realtors and making sure that they get stay at a real estate jail and get their square footage properly accounted for.
So who does the actual measuring? Do you guys do that, or you have a staff out there? Or?
We have a team.
I was going to say, so it's yes. yes is the short answer. We
to all of that.
Yeah, so we trained with the lady that whose business we took over, about 6 months?
Yeah, about
something
6 months.
Like that. And made sure that we really had it down pat because, you know, you can't be... Growing up on the construction site, I know how to measure as a GC, but that's actually a little bit different than how we measure as realtors. So making sure that we knew that real estate measurement guidelines that the Real Estate Commission puts out, like backwards and forwards, and pretty much memorizing that thing. And then making sure that we knew how to work out some of the challenges that come into play when you're actually physically on site measuring something, you know, where you can't get to a particular area and you have to add up maybe from, say, the inside to get your exterior measurements and those kinds of things, some of the troubleshooting on site.
So what are software?
Yeah.
And then learning the software. So we had to, you know, purchase software, obviously, to make the drawings. And that was a whole learning curve in itself. You have to learn, you know, how it's accounted for and how you define an area and how it's going to add up at the end of the day. So not only was it the physicality of doing the measurements and then going ahead and putting it into an architectural software and learning to do that properly. So it's a couple steps you have
to learn. That's so interesting to me. Like when you think, dude, there's a big difference between being an amateur and doing it yourself and then hiring someone to do it right. I mean, you're talking about software and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you think, hey, Billy, just grab the, take the tape and just, how many is this? 10 feet?
It really is a difference. I mean, the one
it
or two
is.
That I would do on my own when I was doing it, you know, like a ranch, something simple. You can do a ranch, it's a box, you can do that on paper. But when you move to the two stories and open foyers and whether you have storage on the stairs, it's just a whole different idea. And if you're not doing it on a regular basis, it's really hard to get it right. It's something that you continuing to do again and again makes you perfect at it.
You make a great point. Like, even if the house is a square, like if you're driving and on the exterior it looks like a square, you can't just measure the height and the width, you have to consider all the things you just mentioned.
Yeah.
What's unheated, what's finished, unfinished, do all the bonus rooms have, you know, the 5 foot knee walls or higher so that you can count all of it? If there's a basement, you know, the ceiling heights, you know, appropriate, is a certain percentage of the ceiling height, you know, at least that 7 feet that you need to work with. I mean, it's a lot of little nuances.
Looking for vents in every room.
Yeah, making sure it's all heated.
A room that, you know, is a storage room that you don't have an event. You may have the actual HVAC unit, but there's no vent in the room.
Yeah.
And technically, you need to have vents in order for it to be heated and cooled as far as the space.
So there's, yeah, there's a, and then what some people deem a permanent heat source may not actually fall.
I got you.
Under.
Yes.
And take that little
head
to
a permanent heat source. Not that that's ever happened to us, but it, I would say, yeah, it's kind of the nuances of it.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual agent, I would love to tell you that I was as well versed as I should have been in the measuring, but I definitely wasn't, and it's pretty big difference. When you're looking at a market like what we have now in some neighborhoods, particularly in some of the more desirable neighborhoods in our mothership market or whatever you want to say of Charlotte, you know, some of those neighborhoods are $400 a foot. Even 50 square feet, you know, it starts to add up. And as realtors, of course, we're on the hook for reporting that accurately, and we have a relatively tight window to report accurately within. So if someone that bought a home that you had listed and inaccurately represented the square footage on wanted to come back and say, hey, like, we're 100 square feet different on this, you know, 1,500 square foot house, and that is worth $30,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty rough.
So you mentioned real estate jail as an expression. What does that mean? And then how do you stay out of it? What do you guys do to protect people?
Well, you're accountable for a 5% error margin. So you can't be any more than that 5% off.
The realtor is accountable for that.
Yeah. That's what we're by the North Carolina Real Estate Commission laws. So
your window to work within.
Yeah. Your window to work within, because there are going to be some subtle differences for one reason or another. So if you would be, I suppose, challenged on what you reported on your listing versus what a buyer bought, I mean, there's all kinds of roads it could go lead down to. It might be court, it might be a lawsuit, it might be a payout. There's, you know, a lot of different, it's gray, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, but if someone chooses to challenge you on it, it chooses to be an issue, it could lead down some roads that aren't pretty. So
your brokerage may choose to part ways if you're, you know, inaccurately reporting stuff, and I mean,
yeah,
you know, that could cause a lot of inconvenience.
So the bottom line is for the investment that you make to have a professional sketch and to have it verified and to be able to show that you did, and, you know, did the proper steps to make sure you reported it accurately is the best investment you can make compared to having to defend yourself in court or to even be challenged by a client or have your brokerage challenged. All those things that it can lead to is just, it's not worth it.
Yeah, and it's not expensive, right? It's
a more, no, it's very inexpensive, but a more likely scenario is going to be you list the home, and let's say you're representing it at 1,800 square feet. You get someone under contract on it to purchase it. The appraiser comes out and says, oh, guess what? Actually, 200 square feet that you counted as heated square footage isn't heated at all. It's finished, but it's not heated. So now your client either has to quickly install more HVAC capacity, you know, in those 200 square feet, or you've got an appraisal issue because you're not going to be able to hit the number that you need to. And we all know, being realtors ourselves, that in real time, you might only have a few days or a week to make that happen. You might not be able to get an HVAC guy out to make that adjustment, or the buyer, or I mean, seller may not have the money to do that. So it can cause a lot of issues. I mean, that, it starts at $65. You were asking about price. I mean, for $65, $75, even $100, I mean, peace of mind.
Yeah.
So you just kind of know what you're getting into up front. Some realtors pay for it themselves. Some have their sellers pay for it. But it's kind of like insurance of sorts. Make sure that you check yourself on it.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been, not to put you on the spot,
has someone
ever challenged you or been like, this measuring's wrong, this is bullcrap?
Oh, sure. So our favorite is the tax records say X.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we've done about 1,000 measurements in the past year or so. And of those 1,000 measurements, there's always going to be a few people that are going to be like, hey, we had an appraisal done 3 years ago. It showed this. You've got this. Can we try and figure out what the difference is here? Some people are just dead set that they bought their house with this many square feet and they should have that many square feet, even though clearly the person previously did not check it out, or
their drawing is like a little box.
Between the two of us, we can really usually sit down and find where the difference is, whether it's a tax record and, you know, they tend to round up. We do it to the exact measurement that we're out there, and we see open foyers.
Yeah, quick tip on tax records. They round up to whole feet. So that's, you know, if you're 6 inches off on several walls, that's going to start adding up to a lot of square footage pretty quickly. Plus, I mean, a lot of these records don't have the attic space that was finished out later, or the builder reported a certain square footage for, you know, the original permitting of the property, but then in the middle of the process of building the home, the homeowner had them finish out another portion that wasn't going to be finished out, and then suddenly even the original tax record, even though it's the same owner the whole time, is inaccurate because it's showing, say, 2,400 square feet, and they added 300 more square feet of bonus room over the garage, or, you know,
or they may have not have done it at all, or they may not have built a portion of it at all. So there's a lot of reasons that it can be
sometimes
inaccurate.
You end up with less. Yeah, then so people renovate spaces, people drop HVAC lines into rooms that weren't previously heated. I mean, all kinds of things really that can cause differences, and it does help to have more than one brain look at it. So that's another thing.
We both look at things differently, and we both can conceptualize things differently. So between the one and the two of us, we can look at something and know, okay, well, this is what went wrong, you know. So we can really much pretty much explain it.
In short, to answer your question, yes, we do sometimes get challenged by by our clients.
Most definitely.
Or more typically, our client is the realtor is coming to us and saying, hey, my seller says X or Y, and, you know, I just want to know what to tell them so that I'm coming from a point of expertise as well.
Yeah.
You know, kind of make sure that they save face and are.
So we provide them with the knowledge to go back and have a conversation with their client to explain exactly why this is the difference.
Yeah.
So how's the process look and how long does it take? I mean, obviously it probably depends on how big the house is, but someone calls you, you come out, what all services do you provide?
Sure.
Yep. So
I was gonna say you get to.
We start with, you asked about pricing. We start with our basic sketch at $65, and that's for 1,500 square feet and under, and that's for basically square footage, exactly what the square footage of the house is.
Yeah, you want to know what's heated, unheated, finished, unfinished, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just the basics.
And then after the $65 for 1,500 square feet, we do $5 per 500 square feet. And what you want to know about us is different is, yes, you have 4,000 heated square feet, but then we also measure your garages, your decks, your, you know, we might do pools, we might do buildings.
Porches,
so
whatever.
It's all square footage for us. It's all what we've measured. So you want to add that $5 per 500 square feet into that. So that's our basic sketch. You're basically going to get your square footage, and then you're going to get a drawing with, you know, the way the shape and sizes and each floor and section.
So it breaks down all of the numbers for you so that literally you just go straight to the sketch and input it into the MLS so that it's we try to make it as simple as possible.
Who does you've got freehand sketches and then you got a CAD sketch, right? What the heck is a CAD sketch?
We do the CADs that we produce for you. So in the field, in order to produce that CAD sketch, we are doing a hand sketch, but that is really just our internal tool. We basically take that back to an office setting and then put it into the CAD program, and the end product for the client is the CAD, and that's all they're going to see. We do, if we're questioned, we do have our original drawing that we wrote it up. If we have to go back into it, it's a resource for us, but what the client's going to see in result is a CAD drawing. So that's what. And then we have a second tier service that starts at $75, and what that will offer you is also the square footage, but then inside we put interior labels and room sizes. So, you know, someone might have a master bedroom and it has to be a certain size. It has to be 16 by 15 in order to accommodate the size of their furniture or the pieces that they have. So we'll put that master bedroom is, you know, 13 by 13. So that way you can look at the drawing and know whether or not you need to take your buyer out to that home. Is their furniture going to fit? Is it something that they desire? Does it have a formal dining room and a breakfast area to eat in? Does it have both rooms? So that's the second tier, is we'll include the interior labels and approximate room sizes into the drawing.
It's funny, I was teasing somebody recently. They were like, "Ah, my furniture won't fit in here." I'm like, "Dude, you're going to buy a $300,000 house and you're worried about, you know, your queen size bed not fitting." Yeah. My furniture won't fit. I'm like, "Dude."
Yeah. Dining room tables are a big one.
I have a buyer right now who's, they have to have a formal sitting area because they have two sets of furniture in these. So this would be really helpful for them if they had, they could look and see before they even went out. Is there a space that will accommodate both sets of our furniture? I mean, I don't know if they're family heirlooms or what.
Like,
they're dead set that they're taking. So, I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
So for the buyer's agent, it can really be a good tool to know whether, you know, take the time to go out there and show them the home. If it doesn't have a room.
But as the listing agent, it helps sell your listing, or it saves your seller the hassle of someone coming and, you know, displacing you from your home for that hour or whatever for the showing, getting the dogs and the kids and all that stuff out when they could have looked at the sketch and been like, "Oh, it won't work."
Yeah.
So that's another benefit too. But you asked about, so what's kind of the process? So start to finish, it looks like, let's say you send us an email. "Hey, I'm going to be listing 123 Main Street. It's going live next Monday. I need to get a sketch." Okay, great. So we'll send you back an email back and just say, "Hey, we just need to know how we're getting into the property, and figure out a time that works for your seller, essentially. Make sure that we know which product you're getting, the basic or this, sort of the upgrade. And then we'll get you on the schedule." It can be anywhere from as fast as next day to, our demand has been through the roof recently. So, you know, there's been times where we've even been 7 days out, which that's kind of pushing the edge of what we really want to be, because most people need it within 3 to 5 days.
Like, "Oh, crap, I forgot to measure."
Right, exactly. So, and most sellers don't want to sit around waiting forever to list their home just because they're waiting on a
measurement. We are working on that. We're hiring or training.
Yeah.
And we had people plan to bring on for the summer trend, but the summer trend hit in May versus June. So we had a big plan, and, you know, sometimes the plans just have to change.
Yeah. But so, as soon as we have you scheduled, then, so for example, I've done two this morning, go out, meet, whether it's the homeowner, if there's a lockbox or whatever on the property, we'll do our exterior sketch, then go in and grab all the interior, subtract out anything that doesn't count or is unheated or, you know, unfinished, any of that kind of thing, that or those kinds of things. And then we take that hand sketch that we did there in the field and go back to the office, put it into the, it's called a CAD program, but essentially, it breaks down all the square footage and everything, and it produces just a really nice color-coded drawing with clear breakdowns of each section of the home, so you don't have to guess it. I think I totaled up, you know, 1,200 square feet over here and 1,300. Yeah, and it just makes it really obvious for the client, you know, what they're actually working with in terms of heated living area, unheated, porches, decks, storage buildings, whatever is on the property.
Yeah. And you guys have a partner that does photos, right?
Yeah.
Is this like a...
We do.
How does that work? Do they come out with you and do photos as your...
Oh, we try to do them at separate times, obviously, because with photos, if we're in a way, we're
stepping in the background.
Yeah.
Right. You guys use lasers? Or you use
lasers. So
we work with
Elrod Digital. They're our partner, and they do the photography, and they're absolutely wonderful. We do try to set... We can do it at the same time if it's a necessity, but we do try to at least have a little bit of separation. You know, even extra cars, because they have aerial photos, so even extra cars out there in front is not the best idea. So,
They shoot professional listing photos, videos, 360 tours, and they do the drone stuff. And for the quality of work that they provide, and considering they also do drone, which we've seen some pretty high prices on drone photography, depending on, you know, which market you're in, they include the drone and they start at $125 for 40 photos, and they turn them the same day. So, like, if they go out today, you get photos back that day. Jeez. So if you need them, you know, if you need to get your property listed quickly, they really are sort of a cut above. They've sort of tailored their marketing and whatnot towards realtors so that it's not a problem for them to. They understand the needs, I guess, is what I'm saying of the realtor and the seller.
What areas do you guys serve? You don't come down here, do you?
We do. Okay, so we have serviced anywhere from Newton, North Carolina, which is way up there north, all the way down to Lancaster, South Carolina. So we're doing quite a wide area.
We've got a pretty good. If you just like stuck a pin in the center of Charlotte, and drew a really wide circle, whether it's out in Bessemer City or over in Albemarle or I'm trying to think, Hickory. We've been to Hickory.
Yeah, we've been to Hickory.
Kind of a little bit everywhere. I mean, certainly
and we'll do our best to see if we can accommodate it. We certainly will. So just, you know, send us that email, send us a specific address, and we'll do our best. Sometimes if they're further out, will they take a little bit longer? Yes, they honestly have to because of travel time involved is such, you know, a big time frame. But anyways, send us an address. We'll try to do our best.
Mm-hmm. We're looking to expand. That's like a good slogan right there.
Yeah, that's a good slogan.
Send us your address. We'll do our best.
Yes. Here, I like it. I think he created our own slogan.
So we are actively recruiting some measurement partners. You know, we're training some people right now. The demand has sort of outstripped our ability. As of right now, we'll be caught back up, you know, very shortly, like within the next couple weeks, really. We have a couple more people coming on board, but we just can't turn them loose just yet because, you know, this is a pretty serious deal.
Yeah,
you know, you
is,
really want
yeah.
to get it right. There's a lot of liability. Yes, we do carry insurance to make sure that we are covered in the event that
we do
make a mistake.
We have not used it yet. Let's just clear that right up. We have
that's
not
awesome.
Used it.
But
intend to use it.
I mean, you're right. When you talk about price per square foot, that's an important thing.
Sure. I mean, I don't know. What would you say the average price is here in your market per square foot?
It just depends on the actual neighborhood.
Yeah,
but
right.
you know, if you said one...
Yeah, I was gonna say
if you said 150 or one whatever,
150,
whatever it is,
it's money and it's dollars and it adds up. So if it's inaccurate, it can be an issue. But
well, one square foot off pays for your sketch.
Yeah.
Essentially, so I mean, that seems like a pretty reasonable investment, and we were certainly willing to pay that prior to someone to measure our properties and. You know, this kind of fell in our lap. I mean, the lady was just retiring, and it's like, well, we like building businesses. So
yeah, it's really interesting the dynamic between you two. Like, I mean, so now you're partners, but you started Jordan. You kind of started under Julia. So how's that dynamic kind of changed? And then how's that all come about?
Well, I think both of us are just level headed. There's never been I'm the boss and you're the employee type atmosphere. It's always been working together and building together and talking.
You accomplish more as a team.
Yeah. So it's always been a team, always atmosphere. It's always been a team atmosphere. And that's the type of environment we like.
Yeah.
Maybe when it started out, I mean, Julia is still a mentor.
Yeah.
You know, even though we worked together, I mean, she definitely had the experience. I mean, she'd been in real estate quite a few years before I ever dipped my toe in the water, and I would say, especially on the real estate side, that first little while, it was really helpful to have someone that knew what they were talking about, and you know, I could bounce an idea off of her and be like, well, yeah, that sounds right in theory, but you know, actually, this is how it really, you know, practically sorts out.
But Jordan has learned the dynamic is really very quickly. He absorbs like a sponge, if you ask me. And it was his personality, like you said, sales. So really, he just absorbed it and he just grew. And then it became like, okay, now that we're both seasoned, where do we want to go with this? Where do we want to take it?
And I can tell you're a learner
building business
as well.
Am I making weird faces again?
No, you're definitely a learner as well.
You're absorbing what we're saying.
Yeah, I get accused. This is something I probably should have told you this. I get accused of, like, when I'm listening to people, just making these awful faces. Brian will tell you. Like, sometimes people be talking, and I'm just listening, in my opinion, but, like, I'll, you know, apparently I stare, or I, you know, do this, or weird things.
No,
like,
you're not freaking
me out. Well, you can tell that you're processing it as we speak. So sometimes,
I remember sitting in a meeting, and somebody was like, man, did I offend you? And I'm just like, what are you talking about? And I was like, there's like, you keep looking at me with this look. And I'm like, I don't know, what am I doing? And Brian's like, yeah, you always do that to people. So this has been like...
No, I didn't mean that at all. I just meant I could tell from sort of talking before and stuff that you and Brian are clearly actively trying to grow your knowledge of the sort of things related to the real estate industry.
Yeah.
It's not all just working with buyers and sellers and it stops at 5 p.m. or whatever. You know, you guys are clearly constantly learning. You said you enjoy podcasting and listening to podcasts as well. So that's... I do a lot of that in the car. So... Kids really relate, but yeah, I think Julia picked up the measuring really quickly. I mean, I kind of already had a little bit of knowledge there from growing up in construction.
It was a learning curve for me because I didn't do mine.
For me too. Yeah,
I paid to have mine done, but it was just something I was ready to absorb. You know, when you first go into real estate, you're having so much thrown at you at once, so there's only so much you can take on and only so much you can do good. So this was just a part. Measuring was just something I delegated, but then so many years later when this opportunity came available, it's like, okay, I'm ready, let me take on this learning curve, let me, you know, learn this part of the business now. And that's kind of what happens. But like he said, he knew it because he comes from that construction background, but I did not. So I really worked with the...
Like, I'd messed around with CAD programs before and stuff, so it wasn't totally foreign or odd. I mean, even though there's some differences between how builders calculate square footage and how we realtors do, they're fairly slight. And I mean, I certainly knew how to work a measuring tape. My dad made sure knew
how to... What's the difference?
And I can do that. I can work a measuring tape.
So a lot of the difference is the builders typically measure to the framing or the exterior of the framing. And we as realtors get to measure the finished product, which is all the way to the outside of the siding or the cladding on the home. So if you've got brick, which is another 4 inches wide, or stone, vinyl siding has got a couple of inches
mm-hmm.
of additional. And it doesn't sound like a big difference, but the difference between vinyl siding all the way around on a home that's, say, 3,000 square feet, those couple inches added up over all those lineal feet really start to add up to some square footage. So a lot of times you'll see on a builder floor plan, they might report 2,600 square feet. And actually, there's more like 2,675 or something like that. So a lot of realtors who are listing properties using a builder's blueprint or drawing or whatnot are often actually underrepresenting their clients' square footage. I measured one last week that was the case. The previous agent had listed it based on the builder's sketch, which was... You know, I mean, they thought they were doing the right thing there, but they were actually shorting their client by about 70 square feet. So, is it just little tweaks? And again, 70 square feet doesn't sound like that much, but at $100 or $150 a foot, I mean, it starts to add up pretty quick. You're talking about tens of thousands of dollars, you know, in a heartbeat. So, people tend to like their money.
And the most important thing that we see as a misconception is it's measured from the outside, and unless there's areas that we cannot see. So we physically measure the exterior of the home, and then we, like we said, we do go in to check for other areas. And then if there is a second floor and it was something that we could not see from the outside, we will have to go in to assess it. But the essence of the measurement starts on the outside, the exterior, the walls. We're out there crawling in the bushes and anything else I can tell you about.
I was
hopping
holly bushes earlier.
Have you been bit by a snake yet?
No snakes.
No snakes. We've seen a few, but we haven't.
Clear of those bad boys.
We have to get to the walls of the exterior in order to actually measure it. And we do use tape and we do use a digital tool in order to do the shorter runs.
What was the best way that you, I mean, obviously you inherited a book of business, but what have you guys done to kind of get out there and grow the business to where now you need more help than you got?
Sure.
Yeah.
A couple things I would say. One is it really helped to already be networked in
the
real estate community.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this business runs so much alongside what we were already doing, and Julie and I are both active, like, in our real estate association, and we actually show up to those events and stuff that a lot of people, you know, never do attend. Which,
what is this, showing time, free lunch?
And just having your own book of business and, you know, interacting with people.
You interact with other realtors and stuff. And so I think it's like most businesses, if people know what you're doing and they know you, like, you trust you, they're going to use you. Yeah. So that was kind of our initial business was built on that, and then sort of inheriting or rather purchasing the previous book of business from the lady who is retiring. I mean, she had kind of done it as a little side gig, but she built up over the decade or so that she had done it. She built up
quite a
reasonable number of reasonable number of realtors that used her, and so that was a really nice
start.
Yeah, jumping point, because then we didn't have to spend that first 6 months or so like twiddling our thumbs trying to get houses to measure. And just like real estate, it builds on itself. So we do a measurement for you, and then you tell Brian, and Brian tells someone else in your office, or you know, that you guys are sitting there at a luncheon and somebody mentions, oh man, I've got this huge house, I have no idea how to get this square footage, whatever, and you're like, oh, we just use Measure Up Carolina's, here's their info. So I mean, certainly some organic growth. And then you want to tell them what the gasoline was on the fire, because it was like
the last step in January was like, okay, we're at X amount of measurements and we do want to grow it. We know that the season of summer is coming and that's the time to grow it. So we wrote a MailChimp campaign, and we created a database of the realtors' email. We created 10, and they were supposed to go out one a week.
10 emails,
I created 10 emails, and we just filled the database and started sending it out automatically, and that was
It sounds easy, but we did have to scrape every single email. I mean, like, there was some work involved behind the scenes, but once you set the unleash the beast, or whatever you want to say, once you set that process in motion, it continues to market for you while you're out in the field doing. So I don't know exactly how much time we had into kind of like
creating that database,
prepping it, creating the database, and writing the copy and those kinds of things. But once it started, holy cow.
The response, you know, normally you think with email, you get what, 5% response if you're lucky. We have gotten overwhelming.
We have
response.
Over 30% click rate, which is,
that's
crazy.
Awesome, yeah.
And I said 30%. A third of the emails, 35% click rate or something like that. And then the response has been nuts. We do have kind of a captive audience too. I mean, a lot of realtors don't necessarily know how to measure the homes or aren't necessarily confident, especially on larger, more complicated properties. We've measured an octagonal house. We've met, you know, like some interesting properties that somebody.
Hey, Julia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this how many sides is this house? hold on.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me put it
get
up.
Get the drone guy back there and take a look. So, yes. I'll be damned, it's got 8 sides.
So the email campaign was the huge surge, to answer your question. That was the final.
But I wouldn't say that would necessarily work for every business. Like, if I was growing a different type of business, if it wasn't so much B2B, I would take a different approach. But this has just been very successful for us, you know, in this manner. If I was looking for more real estate clients, that's not the only cog in the wheel or whatever, you know, spoke in the wheel that you know. I would be looking at some other avenues, and, you know, I mean, we do, and you guys do too, for marketing your real estate business. It's different end user, different client, whatever you want to say. So, you know, you got to go where those people are, and we're realtors. We live on our email. We get lots of spam emails, but there really aren't that many people. There are some other companies in Charlotte and the surrounding area that do measuring, and there's a couple that are also pretty successful and large and doing a lot of measurements, but it's really only a handful of companies. Most of the professional measuring is being done by an appraiser sort of on the side, and, you know, maybe they do 40, 50 a year, and that's kind of like just a little something they do on the side with their appraisal business. There's maybe, I don't know, less than 10 like true companies that are doing this in the Charlotte area, and there's 12,000, 13,000 realtors in greater Charlotte. So if every realtor is listing 4 or 5 houses a year, I mean, that's a lot of houses that need measuring. So there's plenty out there for...
We're just blessed that we chose a business that had a demand, it was in need, and yes, we put in some hours and some, you know, to get it going, but there was a need there that we've taken advantage of, and we're very happy to be, you know,
we're not
where
slowing
we're
down.
At in the value.
We're growing.
Yes,
we're growing. We're actually actively looking at growing the size of our service area or our market area.
Yeah,
so
we have been asked
to go to Raleigh Durham, but we weren't quite ready for that yet. So
yeah,
that might be a long term goal to move to other areas.
We would train some measurement experts, and once they were good to go, then most of the rest of the business can be operated remotely with technology and good old shearing software and phones and texts and all that good stuff. It's been a great business.
Yeah.
I mean, we look forward to servicing all of your
measurement
needs
and
anyone
in
the listening audience as well. If you have any questions, just reach out to us.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take the last minute or so here, kind of take us home, remind us who you are and how people can get in touch with you guys. What's the best way to reach out?
All right, we're Measure Up Carolinas, Jordan Flair and Julia Pacifico. Our email address is measureupcarolinas@gmail.com, and that's the best way to reach us. Or you can reach us through our personal lines if you wish. Jordan is 704-707-5145, and I am at 704-791-0145. So email is our best form of contact, but we will accept phone calls through those numbers or texts if you wish. We do have a main line at the business at 704-856-0010. So there are several options, and we'd like to hear from you.
Or Facebook Messenger or our website. You can hit any of those various places.
What's the website? Carolina, Measure Up Carolinas.
Measureupcarolinas.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the Facebook is Measure Up Carolinas, I believe. It's just like the at Measure Up Carolinas. So
awesome.
You can find us on there. We really appreciate the time you having us on the
show.
Yeah,
no doubt. Julia?
Next
Jordan.
Time.
Thank you.
Brian, we'll catch Brian next time. And this was great. Thanks for taking time.
Thanks for coming on the
Jones
Zone.
Pleasure
to have
you. Thank you for
having
us. Yeah. Great to meet you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.